Now you had, so we'll step away from that real quick. I want to congratulate you and thank you, I guess, for being on the Super Bowl selection committee for Minnesota and helping get that huge game and a huge economic boost to this this city. What was your experience like dealing with the NFL and trying to get a Super Bowl here?
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't get to deal a lot with the NFL. I got to deal a lot with the Vikings organization and the community leaders here in the city and at the state level who were really eager to get that game here. I believe in growing where you're planted, and I believe in giving back. And I think that people who continually argue in an uncivic fashion about the politics of having a world class, one of the largest events in the world is the Super Bowl. When you start to argue about what to do with the potential of how those dollars are being divided here, you're going to miss the boat if the dollars are never here to be divided. I'm a pragmatist, and I'm a keep it simple person, and I'm a first things first person. There is no scenario on earth that I can think of, and I'm a fairly equal-minded person, that tells me that a Super Bowl in Minnesota wouldn't be great for the city, the state, the Vikings, and all of our outlying communities. It allows people to see the amazing growth that's gone on here in the last 10 years. Our restaurant scene has become a national leader. We used to talk about Austin and Portland as being great secret up-and-coming food cities. You know, James Beard winners in our region, 4 of the last 6 years have come from Minnesota. The biggest trends in New York and in LA are now things that we've been doing for 200 years, like canning and making pies and, you know, that whole farm to table thing. There's no state in the country where every person who lives here can reach out and touch a farmer the way that we can. So exposing the rest of the world to the greatness of our state and the fact that in winter it's so fabulous, I thought was really, really important. My work all studies around interpreting culture around the world, and most of the ways that I do that is through food. I would let people know that sports and sports teams are an extremely important part of that. The two biggest food days of the year are Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl. Any way that you measure it, that's when more Americans sit down and eat together. And the NFL has done a really good job of starting to slowly encroach on Tom Turkey that day. When I grew up, it was one game. Now I think it's 4, back to back to back to back. These have become national American holidays in which we can celebrate around the television with our friends and family and enjoy great food. And I can't stress enough the connection between sports, food, and community growing. You know, my kid plays football in the front yard with his friends in the neighborhood, and then we can watch games. And in a society where we're so built on speed, and we are looking to move through everything so quickly, you know, sitting down and watching sports and eating some nachos and, you know, roasting some hot dogs or brats in the fireplace is the longest family meal that we ever spend together, is Sunday early dinner, late lunch. I would encourage folks to think more about those connections. Even when moms bring snacks to the kids' game when they're in Pee-wee's, there's an amazing connection between how we play and how we eat. And I think that tie is only made stronger through our professional sports leagues. And no one has connected food. I mean, just think tailgating, right? With the American food experience, no sport has connected that the way pro football has.
Well, it's a tremendous message, and I completely agree. And you're making my mouth water with the nachos and the hot dogs and all that stuff.
When they're made from scratch, we're big on doing it in the fireplace and then putting out the little fixins bar. That's a good one.
Yum.
Well, thank you again. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.